You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Today's quickie is sponsored by Blue Chew. That sure as hell makes a quickie better, longer, harder. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so you're getting the same active ingredient as Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis, all in chewable form. It's affordable. It's all done online, really, really easy. And the things that men tell me of like, oh my God, what a game changer. The men that have been taking a form of Viagra for a really long time and going, oh, you just made my life so much easier doing it through Blue Chew. If you use my code Housewife, you get your first month's supply free. So if you've been on the fence about wanting to try this service, or maybe you've never tried anything like this, try the month free, give it a go. You could be missing out on the best sex ever. Let me tell you this, confidence is sexy. Confidence is number one in the bedroom. It trumps everything. Anything you're insecure about, invisible when you are confident. Fake it till you make it, baby. And this is where Blue Chew comes in. Be your most confident self. Be your sexiest self. Great for multiple rounds. Planned, impulsive, impromptu, quickie sex. Let's go. Blue Chew's got you. BlueChew.com. Link in the episode notes. And use my code Housewife. First month supply free. Pay $5 flat for shipping. And give it a whirl. You're not going to regret it. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. It's time for a quickie. It's time for a quickie. You know what? I'm going to talk about something that I was like, don't talk about it. Come on, Jordan, grow up, be mature. This really is telling about you. I am upset that I am not living a life similar to Pookie's, okay? Pookie has had me pissed at my husband, says the girl who goes on her podcast and is like, comparison is the thief of joy. Do not rob your marriage. Guess what? Mommy's been doom scrolling. And what the fuck? Huh? And especially being raised from the South. First of all, I'm going to just tell you the phases that I went through when discovering this couple. That wasn't something I would discover. This was something the algorithm brought to me. If you are lost, if you are like, wrong demographic, sweetie, all the girls know exactly what I'm talking about. And maybe you know because of your wife. And maybe you just don't know, so let me fill you in. And I really do want to, you know, tell you that social media is not reality, but like, yes, Jordan, like if like he has, you know, a lot of money and is able to brown nose his wife on a daily basis. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think there's a lot of guys with money that don't do that, but any shit talking that I'm about to say, I want to come from a very self-aware place and say that it is just jealousy. It is, you know, I'm making fun of it because I want to do a Freaky Friday, just one weekend with the Pookster. And I know that's okay because I know she doesn't have to put out. I mean, I'm just... Not because I love sex. It's because Jet's not my type. He's not. I'm not attracted physically to Jet, her husband. So when I first discovered this couple, okay, and they're not like, if you've seen a gross social media couple, the thirsty couple that's trying to like, you know, just like it just makes you want to hit your head against, you know, a drywall or something over and over. And you're like, no, this isn't it. Lucky for you, if that's not ever given to you in your algorithm, you're a cooler person. I think just because I'm a mother and a wife, it just feeds you that shit. so you can relate and hate, relate and hate, and or not relate at fucking all, and know that it is scripted and they hate each other's fucking guts and their sellouts. Okay, so with this couple specifically, I would see Pookie's videos and feel dumber post watching them. And she is a different type of girl than me. But again, envy, envy, envy. This is something I'm like, oh, like just relax. You know, husband's on the business trip, sends her 1,000 roses. We'll stall on the business trip, scheduled a, you know, 6-stage massage and a home chef to come make her favorite meal while he's away. Just like, you know, really extravagant. Was there a brief time that I'm like, Jet is 100% wishing he had a pee-pee in his bunghole? Or, you know, maybe he's a power top, allegedly, in my brain. Okay? Okay? So, again, jealousy. I mean, if I got all that, I'd be like, your business trips are none of my business. But, you know, reminder, people that have lots of things just thrown at them all the time, while they are entertained and probably not, you know, having a bad time, that does not mean they feel fulfilled and loved in their marriage. Now, back to Pookie and Jet. I mean, I bought it. I'm eating it, drinking the Kool-Aid. They're in love. 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 I did think he was a down low homosexual for a good while. And, you know, maybe he is, you know, who knows? Maybe he's like a frat. He gives frat boy energy. Maybe he is like he's a nerdy, you know, important family, you know, bought his way into the school of his dreams and the frat. Like, he, that was just his demographic. But, you know, super smart, makes a fuck ton of money, Southern gentleman, articulate, knows a little too much about some things. He's giving Real Housewives of Dallas, Carrie's husband, where Leanne said, he gets his dick sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did it. So if that landed with anyone, you, you are my people. And if it didn't, hey, the quickie was a miss, but it wasn't for me. I'm having the time of my life. I do promise not to go on and on about Pookie and Jet. I did think about, like, selling WWJD bracelets, what would Jet do? And, you know, all the comments, they're like, they just don't make him like him anymore. Like, Pookie, you know, Pookie's on fire tonight. Pookie, I mean, it's insane. It's insane. And I need an E! True Hollywood story in 10 years. And I need to know more details. And I know she was a flight attendant, and she probably hand-plucked her husbioni. I mean, not really. I mean, you know, she found a gem of a man who, I'm thinking, that was my dog, you know, choking down a bull penis. I'm just kidding. That was a, like, collagen stick. They really do make bull penis chews. They're called bully sticks, but that's not what he was eating. They give old money. They give, okay, when they ask, like, what are your celebrity crushes? He was like, honestly, I don't have any other eyes except for Pookie. You know, just Pookie. Terrible accent. I feel like I'm doing a Donald Trump mixed with, no effort. Pookie, I can't do it. Pookie is looking extra spectacular tonight. Maybe that was a little closer. He's got the country. Pookie is looking absolutely fire. Yeah, a little more like, she's like, babe, oh, you're so sweet. I would say my celebrity crush, I don't really have one, but I guess I used to say Justin Bieber. So I guess Justin Bieber. I know the men aren't going to understand this, but ladies, does that make you kind of want to like slap yourself or another person? And because this little girl over here knows that like everyone has their, you know, shit, little T's, big T's, upbringings, core beliefs, like I'm overanalyzing. Like I need to know, I want to know how they have sex with each other. I want to know, is it freaky? Is it vanilla? I just have so many questions in regards to how they experience sex. Which is none of my business and quite intrusive. And I immediately am feeling remorseful because I feel like if Pookie herself, what's her name? Is like Campbell Puckett. That's how you say it. Campbell Puckett and Jet, I don't know his last name. I think they would be like, you creepy, creepy bitch. You creepy bitch. But I had enough balls that didn't really take any balls because they're everywhere. Everybody is talking about them, including this consumer right here. So yeah, I'm taking the bait and now I've talked about it on the podcast. You know, it wasn't that far off brand, okay? I felt appropriate for a many to bring up that it's literally negatively impacting my marriage. So the lesson in all of this was reel back, okay? Reel it on back. I did this subconsciously to get validation from the crowd that we're all collectively like a little WTFing. You know, I saw multiple women saying, you know, I'm going to go start a fight for no reason. So I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And to the men, I'm sorry that you are being compared to a man who could possibly not even like women at the end of the day. So not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, not the story we're being told. I actually have many, many conspiracy theories about many influencer couples that where I'm like, these women have a plan, an agenda, and I think they are what rhymes with a beard. And it could be a weird thing that I got from my mother. So many times I would tell my mom, I'm like, I really like it. My mom's like, babe, he's gay. And I'm like, no, he's not. She's like, yeah, I think he could like boys. He likes boys too. I'm like, mom, no, he doesn't. Like he literally sleeps with everyone. She's like, exactly. He doesn't know it yet. So I think maybe I got that from my mom. Rest in peace. We can't talk shit about her. Love you. Okay, moving forward, let's dive in to this week's quickie listener question, which when I read it won't feel like a quickie, but hey, hi Jordan, love your show. I wish my wife was interested in listening and learning with you. I brought up many things to be adventurous in the bedroom, but I found her to be very much a prude. I am lucky if I can get laid once a week. I need to get laid more often. I've tried to broach the subject many times, but she is not interested in talking about it. Although one time she did say, "You must be bored with what we do all the time." She generally just lays there. She doesn't enjoy kissing, sees no pleasure for her in it. Oral is out of the question, she says. She gets no pleasure from it, so why? She feels that if there is no pleasure for her, why would she want to do it? She clearly sees no point in doing things just for my pleasure. I had to give her an ultimatum to get laid once a week. If I didn't, it would be a sexless marriage. It was sexless for 10 years prior to. I like the learning aspect, I think. I wonder what it would be like to have a significant other who was motivated. I like going down on a woman, but she thinks it's dirty and gross. I miss blowjobs. If I continue on this path, there will never be any blowjobs or any adventure. Her idea of sex is get on, get going, all out, get done, quickies. That's all it's ever been. Not my idea of a great sex life. We're going in different directions. My question to you is, how do I get her to be more motivated to be more sexual? Can I get her to change for the better, or do I need to just face facts and go my own way? And while this question, maybe to some people listening, especially women, they might go harsh, But I commend this listener for being brutally honest and saying how so many men feel. There's a lot of men that relate to this guy. They're like, I don't treat my wife like Pookie because she's not letting me pook her. And by pook her, I mean poke her. And so I don't, no, just kidding. Okay. So I had a couple, lots of thoughts. When you said that she one time said, you must be bored with what we do all the time. I am curious, what was your response to that? Because it seems like there is a little bit of awareness there of like, yeah, probably like she's not delusional. Okay. So you need to circle back to that. That could be a great opener. And I'm all for the, you know, start with an affirmation, like remind her that you love her, what's important to you. You choose her and you choose doing some shit different so that it can go better than it's going right now. And I would hope that she would see, okay, like he's coming to me about this. But if you're just coming, like I'm not getting off enough, like I don't know, I need to get my dick one more. You know, that's just, it's going to be an eye roll. So we're going to have to look at the whole picture. Okay, these are symptoms and we need to dial it in. And I think there's more than one thing going on here. You're going to have a better idea. She's going to have a better idea. You as a couple, you know the factors. She knows how she feels in her body. Does she feel asexual? Does she have no drive whatsoever? And can she dial in and like, is this a body thing where she's like, you know, I don't know. Like, I just don't have a physical reaction to being aroused. Like I'm not aroused. I don't think about sex. Or is it she's so out of touch. She's so out of touch with her body and that contributes to it. She hasn't been enjoying the sex she's been having for a long, long time. Maybe, and this is, and maybe that's like, what? I want to go, I want to eat her out. I want to blah, 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 blah. Do you know the ways your wife likes to be touched? And is she willing to find out what she does like? And if her answer is, I don't like anything, and it's just, that's, I would be like, so would you identify as asexual? Maybe getting a sex therapist involved, a good one, maybe her going to therapy on her own. I believe that she's going to have to have willingness to really see why she operates the way she does. If this is a defense mechanism, is she dissociating? Has she had trauma, like sexual trauma prior? Where is she at in the marriage, mentally and emotionally? You know where she's at physically. So I think having a very honest conversation, and if you don't get exact answers where it's like, oh, and that now it's all explained, because she might not know the answer to those questions. She might have the same question. She doesn't know why. At least conversating to bring it up, to bring it to the surface, to be like, let's address this. Let's grow. Let's be proactive. Let's stop living this life. Ask her if she's happy. Ask her what she wants out of this experience. What does she want out of a relationship? Does she want to keep coexisting? And, you know, what are her desires? What was it that attracted you two to one another? What was the honeymoon phase like? What was it like when you were having great sex? When did it become sexless? And you said you had to give her an ultimatum. I mean, she could be having sex purely like for that reason alone. And it could be just this resentment building, this anger, this feeling of disconnected. And she's continually giving her body. Like there's definitely so much under the surface that needs to be brought up and addressed. But It's not going to get better if you can't receive this information and see her as an individual who does not operate the same way as you do, who has had her own experiences that have shaped her and why she feels the way she does today. How did you get here? Because usually it's death by a thousand paper cuts. Not always, but sometimes that is the case. Are you dating your wife in any way? Would you like consider proposing, like, hey, I want to court you again. I want to date you. I want to pursue you. I want to learn you. I want to understand you. And I would be lying to say that having more physical intimacy isn't a driving factor, but there's more to it than that. I want my marriage. I want to see my wife smile. I want to make her happy. I want to feel connected. I want to come home and know my wife is DTF, even just a little bit more. And I mean, there's plenty of couples out there where the man feels exactly like you do, sir. And she's not putting out once a week. So it sounds like she may think of it in a way of like, yeah, I know he needs that. But what's going on with her? I'd love to hear from her because I don't know how she processes things, but you know, my intuition's telling me maybe she internalizes things, because if it wasn't always like this, if y'all had hot sex at some point, it can be accessed again. I believe. And good sir, I promise you that fantasizing about what if I had a partner like X, Y, or Z, just like I was doing in the beginning of this episode, say about these social media couples that we can romanticize in our head. Let's be logical and realize that we're all human beings and we all have our shit. People will make you suffer at some point in some way. And it doesn't mean like at some point it's going to be really toxic. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you will have to navigate conflict of sorts. And more than likely, you will get your feelings hurt at some point in some way. Just wait till Pookster has a baby, okay? Just wait. Now, with all that said, is there a chance that this is it? Like, she is stuck in her ways and there is no willingness whatsoever. There is no conversation. There's communication, but it's not a two-way street. And I mean, you better really dig. And it feels like there is willingness. If she was able to like, and say, you must be so bored, what excites her? So I think refocusing on, instead of I miss this, I want this, how do I get it? You see, what can you give her? I know it sounds like, how do I get what I want then? But it does go that way sometimes. Sometimes when you're focused on how you can come from a place of love, love comes back to you, baby. But if you're like, I've tried it all. I've came groveling from every angle, timid, sweet, compliment sandwich, every angle. I've wrote her a note. I've made her a PowerPoint slideshow. I've done it all. And it's just stonewall. Then yeah, I mean, I do believe there is a point where some people need to walk. It's not it. So you gotta make a choice and take it for face value. But I would hate for you not to really give it a shot, to really find out how your wife feels and go on a little journey, a little exploration together. It could be the best thing that ever happens to you. And it could lead to completely reigniting, reinvigorating your sex life. So best of luck to you. And to everyone listening, I hope you liked this quickie. Make sure you're subscribed. New episode this Monday. Of course, join the Patreon if you like audio erotica. That link will be in the episode notes. If you want more information on Blue Chew, that'll be there as well. And if you want to shop merch, thhmerch.com. Support the show. Helps a lot. Rock the merch. It's comfy. It's great quality. It's so cute. I worked really hard on it. And make sure you leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Love you long time. See you next week.